This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
You're travelling through another dimension.
With the cub
reporter, who is kind of short
and out of his mind.
Telling us of journeys into a wondrous land whose boundaries
are that of the imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Berryville.
Da-dum.
I love that bit at the end. Da-dum.
Robbie.
I always wait for Mark to do his little outro.
I love it.
I'm going to mute his mic next time.
So where in this wonderful, crazy, mixed up world are you taking us this week, Robbie?
We're travelling all over the place, guys. And we're travelling through time as well today.
Because oh,
why not?
Time and space.
Travelling your TARDIS and space. Let's go.
I assume we've all been watching the Olympics, of course.
No.
Big fans of the Olympics in the Brekkie Bears studio.
We love sport.
I haven't watched a single bit of it.
I love sports.
Nothing.
Yeah, sports are best.
I think we decided before collectively we've watched about 15 minutes
together. Collectively, yeah.
Look, I was having a look at some Olympics and doing a bit of research yesterday, and I uncovered some really crazy sports that were involved in the Olympics that aren't anymore. So I've made a list of the five craziest sports that were ever included in the Olympics. Now, some of them go back a little way, but bear with me here. Yeah. In the fifth position, in the 1900 Olympics through to the 1920 Olympics, about five different Olympics, tug of war was an official Olympic sport.
Really?
You should bring that back.
Tug of war.
That's awesome. I'd love to watch tug of war.
I just want to see big greased up men doing tug of war. That's what I want to, yeah.
So the British team all of these years was made up by a group of London police officers. And the London police officers won two golds and one silver in the span of the tug of war. So they were...
Wow.
Yeah. A little bit more recently, 1992, and only survived one Olympics, roller hockey.
Roller hockey?
So like roller skates and hockey?
It's like ice hockey, but for summer.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I have to admit... Yes, I used to play a little bit of roller hockey in my day.
You used to play roller hockey?
Yeah. Well, my grand...
What year was this in the Olympics?
No,
1992.
This was much...
Okay. A bit recent.
This was much before that. We're talking like in the 80s here. Because my grandparents used to own a roller rink.
You could have been a roller hockey champion, Mark.
I could have.
If you had played your cards right, by 1992, you could have had a gold medal.
I could have had a gold medal if I kept at it.
Shame. No, I never expected that. Third place in the 1900 Olympics.
Yeah.
The 1900 Olympics was in Paris, and they were very experimental about what was going to be involved and what wasn't.
Yeah.
Now, shooting clay targets was a part of the Olympics before then, but in 1900, Paris decided to use live pigeons. Now, I assume this is before Peter was around, the...
I suppose in Paris, pigeons are probably a bit of a problem, so they just rounded them up and here you go.
Yeah, well, foxes are a problem in Australia, but you don't put them into a cannon and shoot
you
them.
Wouldn't so you wouldn't see it anymore, would you?
You wouldn't do it these days, no.
Jesus.
So 300 pigeons laid their lives for the Olympics that year, which is awful. Now, in second place is, again, the 1900 Olympics, croquet was involved. Now, that's not as exciting as the reasons why it stopped being involved, is that only Frenchmen entered. They only sold one ticket to a spectator.
Oh.
And in the official Olympic report after the game, it was called a game with no pretensions to athleticism. So therefore not allowed to be involved anymore.
That's poor croquet.
So poor croquet.
I love there's one person who was like, I was the only person in history to see croquet at the Olympics.
Yes, that one person. You're an elite club. Yeah.
I don't think they're around anymore, 1900. Is the number one spot. Goes to, and this wasn't that long ago, 1984 to 1992. It lasted three Olympics, solo synchronized swimming.
No, hold it. No. You're kidding. No.
I'm not even kidding.
How can you have a solo synchronized swimming?
Well, at that point, it's just dancing in water, isn't it?
That's right. And so the supporters of the sport say that it's in synchronization with the music, and that's how it was graded. But after three attempts, they went, this is just ridiculous. And it cut the whole thing.
I couldn't imagine that would be the point.
Interestingly,
get Ethel Merman out there, and you know,
it didn't occur to me until I was researching last night. But no men have ever competed in synchronized swimming. No men.
There's
a men's team.
There's
at
no
all?
Men's team. There's never been a men's team.
Yeah,
interesting, huh?
Mm. Maybe like, they should do that. They should have a men's synchronized.
They
swimming.
Synchronize dive, but they don't synchronize swim.
Well, there you go.
Except for the Chinese who can't. Have you seen? That's one thing I have watched about the Olympics. Have you seen those film memes about the Chinese divers who got 0 points?
No,
it's really funny.
That's sad. Like,
two of them. They got 0 points on a dive. It was bad.
Poor things. At least they didn't break their arm or something. Like
no, nothing like that.
Now I do have a special mention.
Okay.
Yes.
It was never actually was an Olympic sport, so I couldn't put it technically in the top five. But Christopher Lyle is a British reporter who was reporting on fun facts of the Olympics in the countdown to the Beijing Games back in 2008. Yeah. Now he posted a story about the 1900 Olympics, including the event poodle clipping.
And hold on, what was it? Poodle clipping.
Poodle clipping. So think of sheep shearing, but poodle clipping.
Oh my God.
Now he said it was won by a French woman who clipped 17 poodles in 2 hours to win the gold.
Pretty good.
Now, of course, what nobody realised, or what a lot of reporters didn't realise, is he posted this story on the 1st of April.
Yeah.
2008. April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
So context got taken away. The Olympics rolled around. A lot of reporters thought this is a very fun fact. It spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that he had named the winner in his article as Avril Le Fool.
That's a great... I'd like that.
I'd watch that sport.
It would be interesting, wouldn't it? Like, how many poodles can you shear? Yeah.
Thank you very much, Robbie. Another episode of Barely Believable.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.